Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 96th UIEPT. Today, on the 16th of May, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin Section A of Listening Test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 10.
Number 1.
I'm glad I called and told you about the meeting.
If you hadn't called me, I would not have known.
What does the man mean? Number 2.
I always seem to get stopped by the police.
If you drove more slowly, the police would not stop you so often.
What does the woman mean? Number 3.
Do you know that some offices are closed next Friday?
Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to work on Friday?
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
I don't think that the letter that I mailed last week arrived.
If you had put enough postage on it, the letter would have arrived.
What does the man mean? Number 5.
Do you have a pet dog?
I would like to have one, if it didn't require so much attention.
What does the man mean? Number 6.
Did the other students know we were having a psychology exam today?
Had they known about the exam, they would have prepared for it.
What does the woman say about the other students? Number 7.
We're all going out to a great restaurant tonight. Do you want to come with us?
If it didn't cost so much, I would.
What does the man mean? Number 8.
Do you think Joe saw the car coming around the corner so fast?
Had he seen the car coming, he would have been able to get out of the way.
What does the man mean? Number 9.
I really don't want to be here now.
If you didn't want to be here, then why are you here?
What did the man assume? Number 10.
Kathy couldn't have known that the first prize in the contest was a trip to Hawaii.
She would have worked harder on her art project if she had known what first prize was.
What does the woman mean?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 11 to 15.
The Olympic Games have a long and rich history. The first official Olympic Games took place in Athens in 1896, although experts point out that there is evidence of ancient Olympic Games taking place as early as 776 BC. Athletes in these ancient games competed on the plains of the Greek city of Olympia. The ancient Olympic Games were part of a religious festival and continued for nearly 12 centuries until banned by the Byzantine Emperor Theodosius in 393 AD. The ancient Olympic Games consisted of several athletic events. Perhaps the most grueling sport was the pentathlon, an event which included five parts: running, jumping, wrestling, boxing, and the discus throw. The ancient games also included equestrian events, such as horse and chariot racing. While women were forbidden to compete or even to enter the stadium during the ancient games, many female athletes compete in various events in today's Olympic Games. In addition, although only Greek-born men were allowed to compete in the ancient games, men and women from all over the world come to compete and represent their countries in the modern Olympic Games. Nowadays, the Olympic Games are governed and organized on an international level by the International Olympic Committee, known as the IOC. The IOC establishes the program of events and chooses the city in which the games are to be held. On the national level, each country that sends athletes to the games has a National Olympic Committee that oversees the participation of the athletes for their countries. The opening ceremony of the games is held in a stadium in a major city. After the parade of nations, in which the athletes march around the stadium to represent their host country, the athletes take the Olympic oath. The games, which are said to promote friendship and understanding among nations, then officially begin.
This is the end of the recording.